You know how you're always saying you want to bring more like clarity and order to your world? Well, get this. Today we're going to deep dive into functional decomposition. It's this technique that does exactly that. And the best part is, it's not just for business analysts. It's for everyone.
That's fascinating because when I think about functional decomposition, it's all about like taking something really complex and breaking it down into manageable pieces, which makes it easier to understand and manage. It's like taking apart a grandfather clock. You know, it seems really complicated at first, but once you see how each gear and spring works individually, the whole system makes so much more sense.
And to think, this all started back in the 1950s with systems engineering.
Really?
Yeah, that's straight out of A Functional Decomposition Technique Guide for Business Analysts by L.N. Mishra.
Oh, interesting.
So imagine
Okay, I'm
trying to
good.
build those early rockets without understanding how each part functioned.
Right. You have to understand the pieces before you can understand the whole. And as organizations grew more and more complex, so did their need for that clear, structured thinking. And that's where business analysis stepped in, borrowing this powerful tool from the engineers.
It's like that aha moment, you know, when you realize that the same principles used to design a spaceship can help you plan a vacation or even organize your kitchen.
Precisely.
It's wild.
And this isn't just some old dusty technique. This has evolved. If we jump ahead to like a recent blog post, what do business development managers do on a daily basis? We see how functional decomposition, it thrives in today's fast-paced world, especially in, you know, agile project management methodologies like Scrum and Kanban.
So we've established that functional decomposition is still very much relevant today.
Oh, absolutely.
But before we get too far ahead, let's rewind for a second. Can you break down exactly what this technique looks like in practice? I know you mentioned a grandfather clock earlier, but maybe a different analogy would resonate more with our listener.
Okay, let's consider a project you might be working on. Like, imagine you're building a website.
Building a website.
At first glance, it just seems daunting. Design, development, content creation,
It's a lot.
it's a lot. But with functional decomposition, you can break it down into these digestible chunks. So your main function, building a website, gets divided into sub-functions, like designing the user interface, developing the backend, and creating compelling content. And each of those sub-functions then gets broken down even further.
So it's like taking that massive website project and transforming it into a series of smaller, more manageable tasks. It's like instead of staring at this giant plate of spaghetti code, you're savoring these bite-sized portions of like well-structured logic. I love it.
And this approach, it doesn't just make the project less intimidating, it also brings a level of clarity that's absolutely crucial for success. Remember that article we talked about, a functional decomposition technique guide for business analysts?
The one by L.N. Mishra.
It highlighted how functional decomposition can actually help manage risks. For example, let's say a business development manager is launching a new product. By breaking down that launch process into smaller functions, like market research, product development, marketing, distribution, they can pinpoint potential pitfalls within each of those areas. So maybe they identify like a potential distribution bottleneck early on because they took the time to decompose that process. They can address it before it becomes like a major issue.
Okay, so you're getting ahead of it, basically. That makes a lot of sense.
And it's not just about problem solving either. Functional decomposition also really enhances communication. Because if everyone who's involved in the project understands that breakdown of tasks and how they all kind of relate to one another, it just minimizes those misunderstandings and it keeps everything running smoothly.
It's like having a shared roadmap. Instead of everyone just like wandering around with their own kind of vague ideas of where they need to be.
And this ties back to why functional decomposition is so valuable, even outside of the corporate world. Like, think about planning a vacation, which, let's be honest, can feel just as overwhelming as like launching a new product.
Oh, tell me about it. Between booking flights and finding accommodations and then planning activities, It's so easy to get lost in the weeds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But imagine using functional decomposition
to
like break down that vacation planning.
Okay, I'm with you.
You could have your main functions like travel, accommodation, and activities.
Right.
And then break each of those down even further.
Okay.
So travel could become like booking flights, researching transportation options, creating a packing list.
Right.
This way you're not just like randomly booking things and hoping for the best.
Right.
You're approaching it strategically.
And
you're making sure that nothing falls through the cracks.
It's like taking that mental to-do list in your head and transforming it into like a structured, manageable plan. Exactly. So it's no longer this like nebulous cloud of vacation stress, but it's like a series of clear, actionable steps.
I love that.
I love it.
And the beauty of it is this technique can be applied to anything.
Really?
From learning a new language
to
like organizing your kitchen.
Okay, so we've talked about the what and the how of functional decomposition.
Right.
But let's get real for a moment.
Okay.
Are there any downsides?
Yeah.
Like, is it possible to get too granular with this?
Okay, yeah.
Because you know me, I can get a little carried away with the details sometimes.
You and me both.
Right.
And yes, you bring up a really valid point.
Okay.
Like any tool, functional decomposition has its limitations.
Okay.
That article about business development managers that we talked about earlier actually touched upon this.
Okay.
And it mentioned the risk of getting bogged down in what they called excessive detail.
Okay, so it's all about finding that sweet spot, that Goldilocks zone.
Exactly.
Where it's detailed enough to be helpful.
Right.
But it's not so granular that you're analyzing every grain of sand on the beach.
Exactly. You've got to strike that balance.
Right.
If you find yourself spending hours decomposing this really simple task, you've probably gone too far.
Yeah.
The goal is to simplify.
Right.
Not complicate.
Exactly.
Right. You don't need like a 100-page document that outlines every single minute detail.
Yeah.
It's more about just establishing a clear structure that allows you to approach that task with confidence and clarity.
And speaking of empowerment, one of the things that really stood out to me in these articles, especially in Ellen Mishra's Free Bebop Guide, was the emphasis on how functional decomposition empowers teams.
That's a great point. Let's dive into that.
Teams and functional decomposition, what's the connection there?
Well, think about it.
Okay.
When everyone on a team has that shared understanding of how a project breaks down, how each piece functions, how those pieces all interconnect, it really fosters this amazing level of collaboration and efficiency.
Okay.
That's really hard to beat.
It's like that old saying, teamwork makes the dream work.
Yes.
But in this case, it's functional decomposition that's like fueling the teamwork.
Exactly. And that's why this technique is so valuable.
Yeah.
Not just for business analysts, but like for anyone who wants to bring more clarity and structure to their work or even their personal life.
Okay.
It empowers you to like break down those complex challenges into those manageable pieces.
Right.
Identify potential roadblocks before they become major issues.
Right.
And just communicate more effectively with everyone who's involved.
Yeah, it's like having this secret weapon against feeling overwhelmed.
Yes. A secret weapon against overwhelm.
I love that. And, you know, as we've been talking about functional decomposition, it's occurred to me that it's not even just a technique.
Okay.
It's almost like a mindset shift.
Absolutely. It's about approaching challenges with this more analytical and structured kind of approach.
Right.
It's about recognizing that even the most daunting tasks can be broken down into these smaller, more manageable steps.
Right.
And once you kind of embrace that mindset, it can be so incredibly liberating.
It's like you're no longer intimidated by the complexity because you have this like framework for navigating it.
Exactly. And the best part is this framework, it's so versatile.
Okay.
We've talked about using it for like business analysis, project management.
Right. Vacation planning.
Oh, yeah. Vacation planning. Don't forget that.
Web development.
Website development. Right. But honestly, the possibilities are kind of endless.
Wow. So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive today, is there a final thought you want to leave our listener with? Something to kind of ponder as they embark on their own functional decomposition adventures?
Here's a challenge for you. Think about an area of your life where you feel stuck or overwhelmed.
Okay.
It could be like a project at work, a personal goal.
Yeah.
Maybe even just like a messy drawer that's been bugging you.
Right.
Now imagine applying these principles of functional decomposition to that.
Okay.
How would you break that down into smaller steps?
Okay.
What are the main functions that are involved?
Right.
How do those functions all relate to one another? You know, by taking this structured approach,
yeah,
you might be surprised at how much more manageable,
okay,
and even enjoyable that challenge becomes.
I love it. Now that's a call to action. And, you know, as someone who definitely tends to get overwhelmed by complexity,
yeah,
I gotta say, this whole concept of functional decomposition has been really eye-opening for me.
Oh.
It's like someone just handed me this, like, set of power tools.
Right.
For my brain.
That's a great way to put it.
Functional decomposition, your secret weapon against overwhelm.
Love it.
And on that note,
yeah,
we'll wrap up this deep dive.
Okay.
Until next time.
Yes.
Keep exploring. Keep learning.
Can't decompose.
And keep breaking down those complex challenges into those nice bite-sized pieces.